This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Hello, Dan and Lizzie. Happy New Year to both of you. I have a timely New Year's Eve question, and I hope I can get some sample language from you. John, Jill, and I all went to college together. In the past years, John has invited me and my husband to a party on New Year's Eve. John did not invite Jill to his house for New Year's Eve. Jill texted me and invited me to a possible party at her house New Year's Eve before John invited me to his house. I'm feeling a bit in the middle and don't want to hurt Jill's feelings, but I'd rather go to John's than Jill's for the evening. How do I tell Jill that we can't make it to her house New Year's Eve without telling her where we will be going? Not the way I want to end 2017. Any assistance would be great. Thank you, S.
S, I've got to say, you are dealing with a really classic dilemma on a couple levels. The first level I want to identify is you've done something at a holiday or a particular time of year that you might like to become an annual thing or has potential to become an annual thing, and you are hoping for that invite, and sure enough, another invite for that same day comes in. And you're sitting there going, oh, this invite came in first, but that invite, I'm hoping, is really still going to happen. I say it's okay to leave room for last year's invitation to be repeated. And you can say that, you know, oh, you know, last year we had all spoken about doing what we did, you know, last year again. So let me check in with those folks first before I RSVP. It's perfectly okay if that seemed like a repeatable thing to just let someone know that you need to touch base about your plans to find out if you actually are indeed free. Step number two, I think what's really, really difficult about your situation is that we can give you sample language for a very easy first conversation. The problem happens if Jill persists to ask what you are doing on New Year's. And I don't know how close you are with Jill for her to, or what type of person she is, to press and pry and then be upset. But your first line of defense is always, oh, you know, we've already got plans, but I hope you all have a blast. I mean, that's it. You don't have to say what your plans are. Just say, thank you so much for the invitation. Unfortunately, we're not able to come, and we hope you have a good time. It is that simple. But the problem comes if Jill asks more questions. And there's a balance here. If you keep avoiding to a certain point, it then does look like you are hiding your plans. And at some point, I think you have to be a grown-up and say, we're going over to John's for the evening. And that's it. The tough thing is, I just don't know Jill. And so I don't know if Jill's going to fire back with, well, why didn't John invite me? And this is where you then need to be a good friend and say, I'm not sure why, and I'm sorry that it's upsetting, but I hope that however it shakes out, that we have a really wonderful time and are able to hang out after the holiday.
I was thinking just call John really quick and ask him if he's having the party. Are we doing that New Year's thing that we've done the last couple years?
And it's like, if not, or if your plans change, totally get it. I'm just trying to plan a few things and other folks are asking, and it was such a great time.
And it is borderline inviting yourself or asking someone to throw that party again. But I think having an awareness of that tricky territory is also part of it. But if you can do it, if you can get away with it, I think that's a good way. On the positive side of the equation, no one really should be hurt not being invited to a party. I know that's not the reality.
Correct.
Feeling excluded is something that really hurts, and there's a reason that we're careful about how we share information about what we're doing, because we don't want people to feel excluded. There's a certain courtesy to that also, and I feel that courtesy in you in the way you've asked this question about not wanting to make a reveal that you think could be hurtful. It's why it's a great etiquette question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.